Life is a journey. What's your story? Welcome, friends. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and with me today in this episode of Good Deeds is a man who does a lot of good deeds, Scott Callison. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Nanette.
So Amanda Mayer, who is with the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce, wrote me this note. Hey, Nanette, I just want to do an introduction to one amazing human I know. Scott works at LMCU, but is also the owner of CodeWiz. He is big into community engagement and helping, and that is why, Scott, we're honoring you today on Good Deeds. So tell us a little bit before we get into what you're doing. How did you end up in St. Pete, and what's your story?
Wow. Okay. So I grew up in Virginia, lived in Colorado for a little while, Pittsburgh through most of my 20s, and I moved to Florida in my late 20s, landed in Bonita Springs. My parents had relocated there, and I worked and lived in Naples and Lee County, and then I moved to the Tampa Bay area, first lived in Clearwater and Dunedin around 2010. I've been in St. Pete since 2012. My wife and I have two kids, one in elementary, one in middle here in St. Pete. And that's sort of how I ended up in this town.
What do you like about St. Pete, and why is it a great place to raise kids and have a family and do business?
Yeah, so I love St. Pete. It is, for a warm weather state, I think there's a lot to be said right there and why maybe so many people keep moving to Florida and the Southeast. St. Pete in particular just drew me in with the arts, culture, music. There's so much to do. The waterfront, park systems. I've learned a lot even in the last 7-8 years about, the infrastructure and why we are where we are in the city. It's not all magic, but from the, from the Vinoy Park being remodeled to the 600 block, where artists used to congregate and generated so much of that culture. And hopefully today we'll talk a little bit about art, the arts.
We're going to get to the arts, and that's going to be a big part of this Good Deed broadcast. But, before we started, I just want to say that the Chamber of Commerce, the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce, is a community connector. And you joined the chamber. Tell me a little bit about the value of it. And I understand that that you sponsor, LMCU sponsors the Entrepreneur Academy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So I've been involved in the chamber for over 10 years. Prior to working with LMCU, I worked for Suncoast Credit Union for 18 years. So a lot of my, learning about the business and community has really come from those doors that were opened by that organization. And so I've been a chamber member for a long time. Changing hats, moving to a different organization, it's still a credit union formed by educators, just happens to be out of Grand Rapids. And I joined just over a year ago. Prior to that, we opened CodeWiz, and the proximity of the Lake Mission Credit Union branch and the task of leading the market and retail in St. Pete and Pinellas was really attractive to me because I want to spend most of my time in St. Pete, where I live, where our business is, where our children go to school, and where I've just, I want to continue to lean on the network that has shown up for us, and a lot of that has come through the Chamber of Commerce, Leadership St. Pete, and so many other organizations. But yeah, it really did seem to start there.
And shout out to Chris Steinecker, who leads us into the sunshine. So before we talk about CodeWiz, which is a business that you own and that I spoke to your lovely wife on the phone about, I want to talk about the shirt you're wearing.
Yes. I'm wearing a Creative Clay shirt. I know we're on the radio, so if nobody can see it, it says Support Equality Through Art. This is a Chad Mize piece.
Yay, Chad Mize.
A lot of the art, too, that comes out of Creative Clay, Marquise pieces. I want to continue to share the story of Creative Clay.
You're on the board for Creative Clay.
I am on the board, yes. And it's people from developmental disabilities to find pathways through art. And not a lot of people know that art is being sold and bought all around the city. And I would love to continue to tell that story as well, among a lot of other really cool things about Creative Clay. It's our 30th anniversary this year, so Sunday, November 16th, is the 30th anniversary of Good Folk Fest. It's going to be at the Coliseum.
Radio St. Pete will be there providing the music and supporting you. We'll be there interviewing people that are there.
Wonderful. And Shine happens to wind down that weekend as well, and we're hoping to leverage that at LMCU. We are participating in Shine. We're putting up a mural there, which for anyone out there that drives down 4th Street at 22nd Ave and has seen this mural that's purple, there's a plane. It's been there for a very long time, and we want to respect that. The artist that was involved with that is part of the project as well, and more to come on that, honestly. But we're excited to support Shine, seeing Helen French, who's a member artist at Creative Clay,
new president, and now she's running the helm. Right, CEO, and our friend Charlene Harris.
St. Pete Arts Alliance, Derek Donnelly did that piece. There's just so many great people in this community just continuing to push things forward, and it's fun being part of it.
I want to talk also, you also work with the Sanderlin Family Center.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So I am a board member with the Sanderlin Family Center. I'm the treasurer. I've been on board for less than a year. Still learning more and more about the organization and the impact and the history of James Sanderlin and the legacy that he's left. He moved here from the Northeast in the 60s and was pivotal in the civil rights movement. And since then, the Sanderlin Family Center has continued to offer just critical support for families.
Folks, if you've just joined us on Good Deeds, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. I am talking to one amazing human, Scott Callison. We've been talking about the St. Pete Chamber, entrepreneurs, the Creative Clay, their upcoming events, the Sanderlin Family Center. Now I want to talk a little bit about One Community Grocery Co-op in a time of food deserts and food need. Tell me all about this.
So respectfully, Erica Hardison would much prefer us to talk about food insecurity and not the word desert. I don't mean that.
Nope, absolutely.
I heard her mention that during a city council meeting because it's absolutely very common to say that. And it's the point of a desert being almost completely deprived of all resources. Food insecurity is critical because we want people to know that healthy food can really invigorate this part of the town and city. That was Erica did not pay me to say that, but I think she'd be proud. But
absolutely, folks. That is the message and that is the mission. So thank you very much.
If I could say a moment, so on at LMCU, we're hosting Tuesdays Together, the first Tuesday of each month. This Tuesday, October 7th, from 4 to 6, we're featuring what is a co-op. So we're talking a lot about One Community Grocery Co-op, but more importantly, cooperative models that credit unions are founded on and have been for over 100 years. And globally, there are other cooperatives that are formed on these principles. There are, we don't have time to get into all of the principles. One of them is cooperation among cooperatives. So we are fully supportive of One Community Grocery Co-op. And people don't know that Ace Hardware is a co-op. REI is a co-op.
I did not know that.
You could take the whole day to talk about this model that's kind of sleepy. It's grassroots. It's not here to replace every other model. It's here to complement. And as a member-owned organization, whether it's a credit union or a grocery store, there's something to be said about keeping that ownership among the people that use the services. In this case, it would be shopping at the store.
You also have Jazz in the Park coming up.
Yeah, so that's completely driven by the One Community Grocery Co-op. That's going to be Sunday, October 19th. Sorry, I don't have it in front of me. There we go. So this is from 2 to 5 p.m., Jazz in the Park. There's going to be some food, music, fun. Really, we want the grocery co-op just reached 150 members, and that's doubled from the beginning of this year, and we want to get to 300 by the end of this year. So it's a membership drive. Lake Michigan Credit Union, we are sponsoring it. And we want to help them get to that 300 because that's when they can get to a feasibility study, and there are different phases in growth, and it can take years. It's a grassroots movement.
That's going to be at Child's Park Lake, folks. We'll have that in the article that appears with this wonderful audio. You know, I want to just address that, the fact that you have done so much in a year of being with LMCU. I know you've been here longer, but you have really just ramped up the contribution of this organization to our community.
Yeah.
It's like a sister city almost.
Well, you know, a lot of it does come back to the community, the business community, the greater business community. You know, we, Jen and I started CodeWiz. In fact, we bought into, it's a franchise. We did not create CodeWiz. What we are, we brought it to St. Pete. And it's a drop-in learning center to teach coding to kids age 7 to 17. We actually have some 5- and 6-year-olds. They're learning Lego and Minecraft and Roblox and these games. And, you know, kids just can't get enough of the stuff. And helping take that for kids to learn about emerging trends in technology, how to be creators more than consumers, it's been really fun. And because of that focus, and at the time, Suncoast was extremely supportive of us running this business, LMCU is as well. And honestly, when I'm speaking in front of the Entrepreneurial Academy as a sponsor with the knowledge on the finance side on how to, you know, be bankable, so to speak, and to talk to people about how to run a business, you know, running one is helpful to relate.
You know, I think it is just so incredible that you are have your fingers in the younger generation. You have your fingers in the entrepreneurs, the millennials, the Gen Zs. What I think is most interesting is philanthropy is central to you and your family. Tell me some advice for people about how to get kids involved in philanthropy and how, as a business person, to choose how to be involved more in the community and give back.
Yeah, so I love that I'm being using the word philanthropy. I hope I can afford to be a philanthropist one day, primarily. I think it starts with community involvement, and whether you're a person that can contribute financially or go out and find folks that can, you know, boards of these organizations today have always been kind of bootstrapped trying to figure out how to make things work on a limited budget and sourcing funds, whether it's federal grants or private donations. It's a vast world out there, and things change. And so, honestly, I got involved with Creative Clay because I love what they do. I've been on boards and committees, usually end up on like the finance committee because I, you know, have some knowledge there with balance sheets and income statements and all the boring stuff. But I wanted to join Creative Clay because I care about what they do. My mom actually just joined as a Connie Callison, she joined as a volunteer. I roped her into it, but when I grew up in D.C., she was a vocational rehab counselor. So for 30 years in my childhood growing up, hanging out with mom at work was really interacting with people with disabilities, and she helped them find employment. And so just having her in the room now at Creative Clay to add that lens, they're very arts-focused, very creative-focused, done amazing things for 30 years, and pretty fun for my mom to come into the room and her, what she would volunteer to offer to help is really, it reads like a pretty solid resume.
I still have the artist drawing from Creative Clay that was made at me at an event, I think 10 years ago. It's my favorite profile piece.
It's amazing. You know, you'd be surprised. You know, t-shirts, logos, if you have Marquise pieces, he just won the Muse Awards. It's just incredible. Some of the work that's being done there.
Scott, what do you do in your spare time with the family when you're not doing good deeds, working with LMCU, working with the entrepreneurs and the St. Pete Chamber and the wonderful One Community Grocery Co-op?
So I mentioned my wife. Her name is Jennifer Callison. Jen, we like to camp. I like to paddleboard outdoors. You know, we can't get enough of trying to be in nature, especially in this world of high tech and screens. It's like, yeah, we want people to understand technology, to not be afraid of it. But you got to get out there in the real world, experience life, sit in the forest, walk on the beach, swim, all the wonderful things that there are. I mean, I could go on and on. I like to snowboard. Yeah.
It's just wonderful. So art, outdoors, folks, it's just been a delight to talk to Scott today.
Sports, too. Don't forget.
Yeah, so let's not forget sports. Who are you rooting for?
Oh, well, you know, the Rays, the Bucks. I also like Washington teams, Pittsburgh teams, and Colorado teams, just because those are the places I've lived.
Absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. We're lucky to have you here, Scott, and we look forward to being at your event at Creative Clay and the Good Deed Day. And more importantly, folks, we're going to have all the links to everything that Scott does, the LMCU, how to get in touch with him, the Jazz in the Park dates, the co-op date on October 7th, the Jazz in the Park. We will have every single thing we talked about on our online Honor magazine. Scott, parting words to our listeners about what you can do for St. Pete.
What I can do?
What they can do. What
all of our listeners can do. Sure. So don't forget to say rowdies when you mention sports like I just did.
Yay, rowdies.
That was my bad. No, honestly, you know, it's kind of advice that I give. If anyone feels like they're just not part of a community, it's easier than you'd think to find a place to participate. There are just so many organizations, so many passionate people that really I can't think of many interests that aren't somewhere, some nook and cranny of an organization, whether it's not-for-profit, for-profit, a place to go. It's you know, limitless here. I think it's just an amazing city with a lot of opportunity, and it's fun to see it grow.
Scott Callison, one amazing human. Thank you so much for being here on Good Deeds.
Thank you, Nanette.